Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by the Future Party newsletter. Get your daily entertainment, business, and culture rundowns before anyone else. The Future Party newsletter sifts through the chaos of the web to bring you trends that drive the future, all in a quick and witty package. Get it at futureparty.com. We are also supported by PodBible. The latest issue of PodBible magazine is here. Featuring the usual reviews, recommendations, and interviews, the cover star for issue 26 is Dr. Rangan Chatterjee, host of Feel Better, Live More with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee. This issue also features an interview with Jaguar from Radio 1 and Utopia Talks, Helen Lederer picking her top five podcasts, regular columns from Audible and Stack, and new columns from The Podcast Show, Audi, Narrow Podcasting, and a whole lot more. You can read the magazine by going to podbiblemag.com. Hey, it's here. Podcast recommendations. Let's do it. Earth Day was just a few days ago, and in honor of the occasion, we have a new blog post up on the website. It's called Secrets of the Earth, and it's a list of environmentally minded podcast recommendations curated by Sheba Johnson, the audience growth director for the Out There podcast, a show that I really like. These episodes share secrets and lessons about the Earth. We'll link to it in the show notes. And just as a bonus recommendation from Out There podcast, please do me a favor and listen to the High on Failure episode. It's about an ultra marathon and the ways that people push themselves. Really, really fascinating. Okay, more recommendations, of course. Let's dive into podcast episodes. First, we will recap last week's list. The theme was Reframing the Unexpected. Our curators were Rebecca and Natalie Davey, sisters who host a podcast together. Their podcast picks will help you learn how to reframe life's unexpected challenges by looking at new perspectives. The shows that they chose not only inspire, but they also have some humor in there to make them a fun listen. You can find the episodes selected by Rebecca and Natalie for Reframing the Unexpected in the show notes of this episode. Now on to this week's list of podcast recommendations. The theme is beauty standards. We have two curators. Their names are Michelle and Megan. They're the co-hosts of the podcast Prosecco Theory, which you'll hear more about shortly when we share a voice clip right from them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight pick, which is Podfluencer Society, a show that features interviews with some of the top people in the entertainment and podcast space. It comes from Angie Griffith, who recently rebranded the show. It used to be called Four Things for Your Podcast, and I was a guest on it back in the day. I will link to that episode. After the spotlight pick, we'll share a fiction podcast pairing from our friends at Realm Media. Then I'll share some podcast industry news for you before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Now here's Michelle and Megan with more about this week's theme, beauty standards.
Hello, my name's Michelle.
And I'm Megan.
And we co-host and produce the podcast Prosecco Theory.
Every week, we discuss something different, breaking down a wide range of topics like personality styles, gut instincts, polyamory, burnout, dating as single moms, and much more.
Together, we dive into life's infinite gray areas while we learn about the world and sort through baggage in pursuit of personal growth and entertainment.
For our theme, we've chosen beauty standards. Given how bombarded we all are with these messages, we think it's an incredibly important topic, especially as parents of teenagers.
Learning more about where and when beauty standards come from, cultural differences, and the inherent racial and socioeconomic inequities has been both fascinating and infuriating.
Our first pick comes from a January 2019 episode of the NPR podcast Code Switch, titled Pretty Hurts. Some may think of beauty as frivolous and fun, but on this episode, they examine a few of the ugly ways that it's been used to project power.
Next up, on episode 59 of the podcast Unladylike, called How to Wear Too Much Makeup, hosts Carolyn and Kristen discuss using makeup as confrontation. They talk with best-selling writer R.O. Kwan, who confronts China doll stereotypes with eyeshadow. Then activist and author Jacob Tabia flips off the gender binary with a bold lip and a 5 o'clock shadow.
Our third recommendation comes from our own catalog. On episode 91 of Prosecco Theory called I Wish I Was a Little Bit Taller, we explore aesthetic ideals through history, learn how white supremacy and capitalism influence what is considered beautiful, and have a lively debate about body hair.
Our fourth pick is from the podcast How to Live. On a July 2021 episode titled Fuck Your Beauty Standards, co-hosts Jess and Steph discuss Jess's experience cutting off her signature long hair and unpack some of the related emotional attachments and societal expectations.
Our final recommendation comes from an August 2018 episode of the podcast Ologies called Calology. Host Allie Ward talks with psychologist, author, and beauty researching calologist Dr. Renee Engelm, who shines a huge bright floodlight on the sometimes ugly machinery of the billion-dollar beauty and fitness industry. This is an episode for makeup lovers, haters, and the millions of us confused about being both at once.
Mm-hmm. And there you have it. We're excited to get more people thinking critically about why we present ourselves to the world the way we do, and perhaps how to reject the impossible standards that have been forced on us all. Happy listening.
Cheers.
We are supported by Where the Internet Lives. From Google and Postscript Media, Where the Internet Lives is an award-winning podcast that explores how data centers change the world around us. This season, stories about prairie restoration, the solar energy boom, and more. Find Where the Internet Lives linked in the show notes and by searching for it on your favorite podcast listening app. Thank you to Michelle and Megan for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip to tell us about them. Their podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can easily click and start listening. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for the Earbuds newsletter too? Just click on the banner image of our newsletter the next time that it lands in your inbox. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight Podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of the newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Podfluencer Society. Here's Angie Griffith, the host of the show, to tell us what she's been up to.
Hey, I'm Angie Griffith, host of the Podfluencer Society podcast, and it's a true honor to have been selected as the spotlight pick for Earbuds. A podfluencer is building a thriving brand and business with their podcast at the center of it all. Tune in to hear a perspective unique to anything else you'll find online as it pertains to your creator journey. After over a decade in the music business working with celebrity talent, I'm challenging my audience to think bigger and outside of the podcast industry box as they build an empire that stretches well beyond their podcast episodes. You'll hear insights from top industry leaders across podcasting, the creator economy, the entertainment business, and more, including an episode with your very own Arielle Nissenblatt, with topics including launching, marketing, monetizing, mindset, and whatever else it takes to achieve your big dreams. Follow Podfluencer Society on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, and visit podfluencersociety.com to learn more.
Next, here's the fiction podcast pairing of the week, brought to us by Realm Media. This week's list of podcast recommendations on beauty standards pairs well with Feminist Fairy Tales. Here's a bit about the show. Get ready to flip the status quo on its head. Feminist Fairy Tales is an anthology audio drama that reimagines the genre of fairy tales through a feminist lens. Join characters Jenny and Madeline as they journey into fantastical intersectional tales. Infuse your day with mystery, mirth, and a new view of what's possible. Find and follow Feminist Fairy Tales wherever you listen to your podcasts. Next up, here's some podcast news for the podcast enthusiasts. First, from Podcast Marketing Magic, read the latest post about why you need quizzes in your podcast marketing strategy. We'll have it linked. Next, on Snap Judgment's episode, Whip Law from the Wind, go inside a community where people use bullwhips to communicate with each other. Starting in the mid-2010s, an unlikely culture of whip making and whip cracking began to take root in the houseless community of downtown Reno, Nevada. Although the sound of whip cracking is part of daily life for some, others want it outlawed. It's a battle for a completely different type of territory. Find out who gets the sonic real estate. And before we go, are you subscribed to the Pod News newsletter? It's a daily email that tells you everything you need to know about the podcast industry. Each week, we feature a few stories from Pod News in our newsletter. This week, we've got stories on Spotify stopping platform exclusivity for some of its Gimlet shows, and a review of the biggest shows of 2022, according to Edison Research. Read about all of these stories and more at podnews.net and make sure to subscribe to the newsletter. That's all for Feedback with Earbuds this week. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you back here next time. But until then, go and listen to some podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.